Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was teaching that marriage is an illustration of our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's continue there today. He gave his life. You've got to be willing to give your life for that lady. But not only to give your life physically, but to give your life in the matter of provision, of loving, taking care. He did this that he might sanctify it, that is, set her apart. She takes his name, cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He takes care of her, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that is, should be holy and without blemish. In other words, he makes the queen of his wife. He makes a special thing of his wife. And then he goes on to say, but I'm speaking of Christ and the church. So gentlemen, you represent Jesus Christ and what he does for us. Some men are unapproachable, but that's not like Jesus Christ, because we can always come to Christ. He says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So he is that kind of one. So we're to be that to our wives, demonstrating to them, but also to the world, as well as to fellow church believers in Christ, that we believe in Christ. Therefore, we're representing Christ in the way that we love our wives and we love our families. So that is basically what he's talking about there in Ephesians 5:32. Marriage is an illustration of the commitment made in salvation. It's not that salvation is an illustration of marriage. No, marriage here is actually an illustration of the commitment we make in salvation. When you get married, you say, I do. You do it before witnesses. You may have a church full of people watching and all of that. And you say, that's a very serious, important thing. And it is very important, but yet it's more important, our salvation decision. And that's why it too should be made public. And we should not be ashamed of it. Just like the groom should not be ashamed of that bride, and that bride should not be ashamed of that groom. And so, we see that marriage is an illustration of the commitment that we make to Christ in salvation. That is, salvation does not picture marriage, but rather marriage, salvation. Now, we are the bride of Christ, all of us as believers. Some want to turn to Christ, but do not want to let go of their sin. That's what we're saying. The woman demonstrates that. Well, men, understand that you watch your wife, her testimony of her submission to you is a testimony of how you should be submitted to Christ. Now, if you expect great submission to your wife, you should never expect more submission of your wife to you than you are to Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, you ought to expect more submission of yourself to Christ than you do of her to yourself. Because she too needs to be committed to Christ. But either way, it is a life commitment, a forever commitment to him. And some, they just want to say a prayer, just like somebody might say marriage vows, but it's not really serious. We have usually a practice, a rehearsal that we do the day before a wedding. They say all the words you're going to say in the wedding. But the difference is that when they walk out of that room, he goes one way and she goes another way, and they go back to a different home. Well, in like matter, some people have said the right words, but they've walked out of God's house, not committed to him. They only said words. It was only a rehearsal. They kind of think, oh, I said the magic words. I said, save me. Now I can go out and live like I want to. Oh, no, my friend, you can't do that. You cannot do that at all. And so you're turning to Him as your Lord and your Savior. Too many have taught that just say this prayer, and their faith then ends up being in a prayer, not in Jesus Christ. Yet we are to believe with all of our heart and with the mouth make confession to salvation. Your heart speaks of your life. When you get married, there's a change of life. You're leaving your mother, father, you're cleaving to your wife. And so there is a change of life. There is a commitment for the rest of your life here on earth. Jesus Christ is a commitment into all eternity. Now, I said love, honor, and cherish till death do us part to my wife over 50 years ago. She said the same thing to me. Have I always been 100% what I ought to be in love, honoring, and cherishing? No, I haven't. And she'd probably tell you she hasn't either. But we could tell you this. We're still married and we still love each other. You'll never be a perfect Christian on this side of heaven. But you can love Him and serve Him. And just like when marriages have problems and they get things right with one another, when you sin, get right with God. And remember, you're still His. They're married. When they walk out of that church and everybody's witnessing it and they've signed the papers and all that, and that day when you gave your heart and life to Jesus Christ, you were His forever. But He is the head. And that's the way it is when you're turning to Him. And that's what repentance is. You're turning from depending on yourself. You're turning from the world. You're turning from anything else to Jesus Christ. You're not saying, okay, that means I've got to be a preacher, I've got to be a Sunday school teacher, I've got to be... No, that means you're giving your life to Him. He's the head. He'll direct your life. And He says, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And so, we turn to Him. As I said, there are good marriages, there are average marriages, and there are bad marriages. But my friend, they are married. Far better than just moving in and living together. People move in, live together. They want the pleasures and benefits of marriage, but not the commitment. People go to church, they join the church and all that, but they don't really get saved because they just want the benefits and the pleasures, saying, oh yeah, I belong to this church, I'm all right, and feel religious, feel good about themselves. That doesn't do a thing. The gift of God is free. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. But the wages of sin is death. Wages is what we've earned. We've earned, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, and we've earned to go to hell. That's what death means, separated from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift is not earned. The gift of God is eternal life, because that gift was fully purchased but by Jesus Christ, purchased for you. He gave His life for you. He gave His life for me. And so, as you pointed out about our website, it is there. It is there in the plan of salvation. It's there in the printed plan of salvation. But it was not in that one thing that like it perhaps should have, and maybe it's due to printing or whatever, but we could get that taken care of. But what I want to say to you is this, and to all of those who are listening today, the man asked a good question. That's also a good question for all of you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead? Have you received Him into your heart and life as your Lord and Savior? You say, no, I haven't. I want to give you that opportunity right now. Right now, right where you are, I want to invite you to pray and ask God to be your Lord and Savior. Ask Christ to come to your heart and save you. Understand, this is a commitment just like marriage is, but it's not a work that you're doing. You're trusting God. You're taking Him at His word. That if you come to Him, that is this commitment, He'll in no wise cast you out. He'll save you. You may not always be what you ought to be, and He'll chasten. He will definitely use His position as head to straighten things out. But my friend, He'll always do it in love because He loves you. You're not sure if you die today that heaven's your home, but you're willing to make that commitment right now through repentance and faith, because the Bible says that God commands all men everywhere to repent, because there's a coming a day in which you will judge all the world by that man whom he hath appointed, and he has shown in that he's raised him from the dead. The Apostle Paul preached repentance towards God, that is, all sin is against God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that is, he paid the penalty for us all. Acts 20:21. You're trusting his payment on the cross for all your sin for all time. And that's what 1 John 2:2 says, that he is the propitiation, that is, the entire payment for all sin for all time. He is the propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. He died for us. So my friend, I would like to right now ask you, if you're not sure if you died today, but you're willing to make that commitment to Christ, will you do it right now? Will you call upon him to save your soul? For it says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, his deity, his God, come in the flesh, Jesus, his humanity, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. At this point in our question and answer period, now I'm breaking from it, we'll go on to the next question just a little bit, but I want you to make sure that you're saved. So right now I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, would you pray this prayer right now, right where you are? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sin, and that he was buried and rose from the dead bodily 3 days later. I right now ask Jesus Christ to come into my life as my Lord, my God, and my Savior. Save me. Please save me right now. Thank you for saving me. Help me to live for you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? If you meant it, that shouldn't be a problem for you to write us and let us know. I just asked the Lord to save me. I prayed with you as you went through that prayer. And perhaps you need to get on the internet and re-listen to this message and last few messages here covering this subject, and I hope that it will help you. And then, on the other hand, get in touch with your local church. If you don't go to a Bible-believing church, then Google, find Independent Baptist, make sure they use the King James Bible, make sure that their music is not this rock and roll stuff, but it is good, godly music, and tell the preacher the decision you made, and ask him what the next step is, and they'll be happy to help. I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light. And my friend, please ask your friends to listen to The Lamp and Light, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.